Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one of the Ben Maller radio program. Now, before we get started, a plea. I screwed up over on the Facebook page. Now, we have the Fifth Hour podcast, which is every Sunday. Every Sunday we have the Fifth Hour podcast, and we need your questions for the mailbag. So if you'd like to submit a question, go over to the show Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. We'd love that. Or you can submit your question to the realfifthhour@gmail.com. That's realfifthhour@gmail.com email address. We may use your question in the mailbag on Sunday. As far as this podcast, the radio show repackaged in the podcast format, our number one, Aaron Rodgers, sabotaging the Green Bay Packers, prospective free agents. Is it true? And what does it mean? A Maller Show investigation in our obligatory Maller monologue about Aaron Rodgers coming your way right about now in our number one. It gets better and better. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we hold the floor, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box of the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Hope all is well with you. And our top story comes from the world of pro football, and that is what keeps the lights on in these parts. You might say, well, it's May. There's no pro football in May. I get it. There's no games. The training camp doesn't open up until July, but the drama-o-rama does not stop. It's around the clock 24/7. And the story of the day is none other than, you guessed it, Aaron Rodgers, the saga. It is time, right off the top here, for our obligatory Maller monologue on Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood. And I don't know about you, but I have not gotten Aaron Rodgers fatigue yet. I have not. I continue to be in great enjoyment.
Relax.
I don't know if I phrased that properly, but I enjoy the news that's coming out on Aaron Rodgers. So if you've not been following along, maybe you actually have a life. I'll get you caught up here. So the big scoopage, to come out. There's a couple things here in the Aaron Rodgers as the world turns a news cycle. And these involve accusations of foul play. Foul play on two fronts. We are told the Packers suspect that the 49ers and Broncos both have tampered with Aaron Rodgers regarding a possible trade of the Green Bay Packer quarterback outbound of Wisconsin. Now, the bigger bombshell to me dates back to last season, whispers indicating that Aaron Rodgers was going around with loose lips and telling prospective free agents on the Packers that before you make any decisions, I want you to know I'm not going to be here most likely. I'm done with these losers and I'm out of here. So I want you to know that. All right, so let us discuss the question. Now, what do you love, what do you like, and what do you dislike about the latest wrinkles in the Aaron Rodgers story? So my thoughts on this, you've got paper cuts, Warpath, and cockpit. And we will tie all of these things together, and we'll kick off with the fact that we absolutely love the revelation after revelation. You don't have to dig very deep to find gold. Sometimes gold is right there. Back in the gold rush in California, the reason so many people came out to California, briefly, there was gold everywhere. Right? There, here, back of the room, you name it. And quickly that disappeared. But Aaron Rodgers has taken the baton from Deshaun Watson. Radio silence continuing as Deshaun Watson attempts to write a big enough check to get everyone to shut up. He wants to pay that hush money and get back to playing in the NFL once his suspension is up. We'll see if that works out or not. But the negotiations, from what we're hearing, continuing on the Deshaun Watson front, more on that later. But Aaron Rodgers, all right, stay in your lane. Rodgers is single-handedly filling up the NFL news the news content bucket. Right, the news content, easy for me to say. There's a bucket, it's in the back of the room. But among the bag full of stories here, we refer to some of them. Another one of the Aaron Rodgers stories, which is related to the, hey, I'm not going to be here story, is the Packer GM, accusing the Packer GM as being like Jerry Krause in text messages. The infamous general manager of the Chicago Bulls, Jerry Krause, who famously broke up the Bulls. Now, I might be wrong on this, but I don't think the Packers can even sniff the air that the 1990 Chicago Bulls had. And if you break up the Packers, you're not exactly breaking up an instant dynasty here. But maybe I'm wrong on that. Now, this is death by a thousand paper cuts is what it is. Individually, like you could argue each of these stories on their own merit are innocuous, right? But when combined together, they form this toxic cloud, that mushroom cloud floating around Aaron Rodgers above his head there and above Green Bay in many respects. Now, part B of this, we told you what we love. What we like are that these stories are on brand for the Aaron Rodgers that we have been talking about for many, many years. He is the LeBron James of football, the passive-aggressive superpowers to undermine anyone that comes in his way, Aaron Rodgers, who is obviously fit to be tied. He's on the war path. It's payback time. How dare you draft Jordan Love? And you're going to have to now deal with my vengeance. And he believes, Aaron Rodgers, based on what we have seen here, that Aaron Rodgers is a big believer in an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That two wrongs definitely do not make a right, but three lefts do make a right. Right? You go drive. Three left turns do make a right. They do. Now, Rodgers is looking to settle a bit of agreements. We pointed this out, especially with Mike Gutekunst, the GM there in Green Bay. How far can he push the envelope? How far will this go? Does Aaron Rodgers have enough sway where he can put the kibosh on Gutekunst, the GM of the Green Bay Packers. We are going to find out. Inquiring minds would like to know. I'm going to go no on that. That if this was the traditional setup where you had the ownership the way it typically is, the Green Bay Packers are an outlier. They're not normal. They'll never be normal until they get rid of the whole stock setup that they have, where maybe you own part of the Green Bay Packers. Not that you have any sway or say in that, but they are a publicly owned, not publicly traded team. Anytime they need money there, the Green Bay Packers, all right, we're going to sell some more stock in the Green Bay Packers. You can't sell it. You can't trade it, but we're going to give you an opportunity to buy a share of the Green Bay Packers. But you can't own too much of it. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Now, what we dislike, last word here, what we dislike is where this is headed. It's all being telegraphed. Barring some unforeseen last-minute plot change, we are going to divorce court. I haven't changed my position on that. This is the exception to the rule where Aaron Rodgers is the guy that's got enough muscle to get this done. Both sides, though, are using the media to plant stories. Now, I don't mind this at all. I'm just merely pointing it out, right? Merely pointing it out. You talk about the Aaron Rodgers story. It's good for our business, so keep it coming. But Aaron Rodgers choreographing the timing of the NFL draft revelation. And it was to embarrass the Packer front office. Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished by Mr. Rodgers. And now, Green Bay, they have come back and they are counterattacking. And we always advise you, when you hear a story and it comes from an unnamed source, who is the person that benefits from the story? That's the source. And in this particular scene of the play, the Packer brass is the pilot, and they are in the cockpit. They're getting on the public address system. If you've ever flown, you know this right before the flight. The pilot gets on the PA system or one of the flight attendants and says, flight attendants, prepare for takeoff. And that's what we're at right now. They're leaking stories that further tarnish Aaron Rodgers. And now he's doing a lot of damage himself. So you could argue that these are self-inflicted wounds by Aaron Rodgers. But it's going to make it much easier to cut the cord when you highlight that he's a bad apple. We saw this in a different generation with Brett Favre, when Brett Favre was causing problems and making waves there. And right around the time he was let go, all of a sudden there were a number of stories that painted Brett Favre as the villain and the bad guy. And they had to get rid of Brett Favre. We're seeing that now with Aaron Rodgers, although again, some of these are coming from Rodgers himself, that he doesn't have the best interest of the franchise. That story's been floating around. He's looking to separate and divide the team. And the analogy would be the old fox in the hen house. All of this, every delicious morsel, every morsel is legwork before the Last Supper, right? The Last Supper, which might have already taken place. You can argue the NFC Championship game was the Last Supper for Aaron Rodgers as a member of the Green Bay Packers and his future a beautiful mystery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part of the festivities, we've got a lot of marginal content throughout the overnight. We'll work our way through. We have Ask Ben coming up in hour number three. It's several hours away here. You'll be long gone by then. But if you are going to be up all night by the off chance and you want to send a question in, use the hashtag AskBen on Twitter and we may use your question. Next hour, we have Maller to the Third Degree. We'll have Puck the World with Eddie. Also down the road, Fact or Fiction and some other mild surprises. Mild surprise around the corner. All right, straight ahead. An NFL star, one of the top players at his position, not a quarterback, on the move, rumors bouncing around the pinball machine of sports conversation. And what are we talking about? I will reveal the name, and we will speculate because we love to speculate on where this particular player is going to go. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
I liked him in that spot. I really did.
I didn't like anybody in any spot.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code Maller. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Maller only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results and tire ratings and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. If you listen for the entire show in the final hour, you'll get a delightful edition of Puck the World. It's where I talk about hockey for a few minutes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Trucker Joe writes in from parts unknown. He says, so three lefts make a right. That's got to be Maller, Mass. So next time I'm in an area where I can go down because it's no trucks, I'm going to use this method and explain it to the cops that a wise man once said three lefts make a right. Yeah. All you have to do is say, Trucker Joe said, like, I was hanging out late at night and this voice in my head told me that's the case. The burner account writes and says, just when you think Deshaun Watson news will steal the NFL offseason, Aaron Rodgers says, hold my beer, juicy content daily. I'm really enjoying this. I got my popcorn ready just to see who will take headlines first. Well, if we have a news conference with Rusty Harden and he's standing next to Deshaun Watson on one side, Tony Busby on the other side, and they're holding up one of those oversized cartoon checks, and all of a sudden Busby says, you know, after meeting with Rusty Harden and talking things over, we've decided that it's better just to settle our grievances privately, and we want to move on. These people want to move on with their lives. And listen, Deshaun Watson, he wants to move on with his life as well. So we've written a giant check. That would trump anything we've got here with Aaron Rodgers. But until that happens, and right now it's all calm, the waters are calm as they are in the negotiation process, trying to hammer some things out because we have not seen a posting on social media or anywhere, any radio interview, podcast interview from these guys. These cats have shut up. Radio silence on the Deshaun Watson front. Arik, who quit the show several weeks ago, he was tired of sports, but he's come back. He says, as a fan of the Vikings, he's in Minnesota, as a fan of the Vikings, I love this. I am tired of hearing about the pack, but I love the demise of that team. With this division as bad as it is, my Vikings are now the top dogs. The Lions can't get out of their own way. The Bears have no quarterback. The Packers are done. That's a great point. The real beneficiary of the Aaron Rodgers story, if it ends up in divorce court as it is headed, the Minnesota Vikings, the purple people eaters, by default, it's always the strategy I give back when we used to have interns. We don't have interns anymore because of COVID. But we didn't have interns on this show even before COVID. But when I used to deal with interns, I'd always give them the same advice. In this business, in radio and TV, normally, especially in radio, the way you advance is not about being good. It's not about being great. It's just waiting for the other people in front of you to screw up. And the Vikings, listen, the Minnesota Vikings, in their situation, is waiting, you know, sitting around. The Lions, they always screw up. The Bears, trying to sell a quarterback who's a pea shooter, formerly known as the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, and with a straight face, oh, he'll be the starter all year. They can win 10 games. And now the Packers, who could toss out Mr. Love, not feeling the love, shall we say. Mark, the full name guy, banned from calling the show, banned from getting on the airwaves, but he hides behind his smartphone on Twitter. He says, you are not burned out on Aaron Rodgers' trade rumors. Everyone else is tired of it. When you say everyone else, Mark, are you talking about your multiple personalities? Like, what exactly are you talking about? David from Ohio, who loves the Pittsburgh Steelers, writes in, says, great monologue, but I have a question completely off topic. It's known as a non sequitur. It says, me, my boss, and a few friends from work are on our way to Pinehurst, North Carolina for a weekend of golf. And we assume leisure. I added that on. I don't know that they're going to have leisure. He says, now my boss's favorite club is his foot wedge, and he uses it often. Should I call him on it or keep my mouth shut? All right. Now, David, this is an obvious question. You know the answer, David. You have to figure out what your goal is. I would assume if you're going to be playing grab ass, playing golf in North Carolina with your boss, that the goal is to curry favor with your boss so you end up getting a raise or more time off, whatever your goal is, whatever your end game is. So listen, you can, if you, I don't know what your boss is like. If your boss has a fun personality, you can bust his balls a little bit, have some fun with that. But normally, it's the mani-pedi treatment. That's generally how that goes. Get your nose a little dirty there and do what you have to do. Do what you have to do. Complex writes in, says, hey, Ben, what, a tampering situation? Violation? Yeah. Listen, we've already been through this in the NBA. Tampering is, it's open book test time in these sports leagues when it comes to tampering. And we saw the, you know, the NBA, they don't even give slap on the wrist for the tampering. It just doesn't happen. And you go down, there's no punishment. Like, even if they were to punish these teams, there's nothing. They don't do anything. They might as well just get rid of all tampering rules because the teams don't pay attention to them anyway. Michael is in New Mexico, and he is up first here. Batting leadoff. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Ben. I was going to ask you how you were doing, but I forgot. No one cares, so I won't make that mistake again. I won't do it.
That's good.
Anyway, first of
nobody
all,
nobody cares. My bosses don't care. Yeah. My wife doesn't care. The listener doesn't care. Everyone's got problems, Michael. You got problems. I got problems. Nobody cares about other people's problems.
Yeah, well, I wanted to first of all thank you for the monologues yesterday with the Astros.
Thank you, and as an added bonus, Michael, as an added bonus, if people wanted me to do a Dodger monologue and all that, but I'm not doing a Dodger monologue right now because we have more Astro content. Well, they're terrible. Dave Roberts should be fired. I'm back on fire, Dave Roberts. I know it's early May. I don't care. Fire the man. How many extra inning games must they lose? And I gotta see guys go out there and poop the bed. And I believe the Dodgers have lost 5 extra inning games in the past 11 days. Five of them. And they've had leads. Some of them, they've had double-digit leads in those extra inning games. Garbage!
Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you there, Mr. Maller. That's not fun. Anyway,
you didn't call up about that, Michael. You called up about something else. What's on your mind here?
That is true. You had an interesting, it was kind of a no call yesterday during your fourth hour. I don't know if you remember it, but it was Ian from New Mexico. And ironically enough, I have a bit of a special relationship with Ian from New Mexico. I'm actually dating his daughter, if you could believe that, and he's actually the one who introduced me. Yeah, he's the one who introduced me to you guys. So
does he hate me now? Does he want to punch me now? Does he want to kick my ass over what happened yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. He said he was on hold for like 2 hours.
Two hours? What kind of bad customer service is that? That's horrible.
He's another one of your truck drivers who listens. So
that's good. I thank him for listening. Any problems that he has with the show, direct those to Justin Cooper, the executive producer of the Ben Maller Show, and he will be right on that. He'll take care of that.
Hey, I wrote his name on the screen many times.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I assume it's Cooper who answers the phones all the time, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Each time I've called the past few nights, I'm like, who is this? And the first night I called, I didn't know what was going to happen. And I thought, well, who the heck are you? Who do you think you are? But anyway, we got it.
Yeah, you should say that. Why are you asking me that? Don't ask me questions. You shouldn't ask me questions. I don't want to answer questions. I called in to talk. I didn't call in to answer questions. What's wrong with you? You can't quiz me. You're not my boss.
I, I expected him to ask for the last four digits of my social or something, man, like a full pad time over here.
Well, if you do become a regular, we have to change. Well, normally we ask for your prison ID is what we ask for when you call the show, but you know, that's, I don't think you have one yet, so you have to wait on that.
Maybe.
All right. Well, listen, Michael, thank you. And now this this relationship here, is this, we're getting serious here, Michael? Where are we at on the relationship scale here?
Yeah, it's pretty serious. Unfortunately, I have no money, so I can't do a whole lot in the in that department. But I graduate in just over a year, and then I'll get a real job. And
well, in fairness, unless you're like a trust fund baby, you don't have money at that age. You're not supposed to have a lot of money. You're supposed to go out in the world and make money, right? That's what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. No, my dad's a pastor of a small town church, and my mom's a nurse. So, no rolling.
No, it doesn't matter, Michael. You're your own man, Michael. Go out there and take over the world. Don't buy cars. Exactly. Don't buy new cars. Buy used cars. And try to avoid any kind of housing where you have to pay an HOA. That's two things I've learned in my life. So try to avoid HOAs at all costs, and as soon as you buy a new car, if you can, you know, they'll make some kind of deal. As soon as you drive it off the lot, the car depreciates in value, so you're just better off buying a previously owned car. All right, thank you, Mike. I got to go. Life advice on the Ben Maller Show. Any other tidbits we've learned in life that will help you out when you're getting out of college and starting the world? Yeah. I think it's also, and we say this a lot on the show, it's not about what you know, it's more about who you know. So it's all networking, man. It's got to meet people. Shake hands, kiss babies, that kind of thing.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I did mention the White Sox briefly talking about baseball. Did you see manager Tony La Russa perhaps having a senior moment recently? Now, he's 74 years old.
That's a cheap shot, Eddie.
Well, you can draw your own conclusion. And what happened? He
ageist. You're an ageist, Eddie.
La Russa admitted that he did not know the rules for extra inning baseball. Now, I guess why should he? But he's been managing many, many years, and this is all new, right? It's new to everyone. They put the runner at second base, so on and so forth. Well, he didn't know that there is a rule that exists where he didn't have to use his closer as a base runner in a 0-0 game against the Reds on Wednesday. There is a specific rule that says you don't have to put a pitcher out there in the extra inning situation because he made the last out. That's how they put the runner at second. Yeah. And he was asked about it afterwards by the media, and he said, "I didn't know the rule. I just flat out did not know the rule." So,
well, see, the mistake, the first mistake La Russa made is admitting that he didn't know the rule. He should have just lied. Headline's not La Russa lost it.
That's what you would have done, that's for sure.
Well, no, I mean, it's because look, now your reaction is, oh, he's lost it. La Russa's washed up, he's past his expiration date and all that stuff. But if La Russa had blamed somebody else, which is what normally happens, then that's not the headline. And then secondly, what baseball should do is add an extra roster spot. Just put a track and field star just in case the game goes to extra inning, and that's always the ghost runner.
Don't encourage it's them a to ghost. Keep this going. Let's
no, but it's a ghost
this.
Runner. I mean, who cares who's the – it's so dumb. If you're going to have a ghost runner, might as well go all the way. In fact, I say they should actually get a poltergeist as the ghost runner. They should get a phantom that has to go out to second base in extra inning games and run. How about that?
It's a brilliant idea on your part. One of many brilliant ideas that you have.
I appreciate that. Well, I'm sure Tony's not feeling any pain, though. He medicated after the game.
And you're calling me a cheap shot artist. Oh, wow.
I'm sure Tony's all right. He's in good spirits.
He's asleep at a stoplight somewhere, right?
He's in good spirits, if you know what I'm saying, Eddie. How about that? Thank you. I'll be here all night. Lame jokes are tomorrow, by the way. Not tonight. Tomorrow. So if you enjoy a nice, big, juicy trade rumor, we have that from the National Football League, the Atlanta Falcons, the Dirty Birds, more likely than ever, the gossip mill tells us, to trade Julio Jones this offseason. Now, we have heard chatter, as the streets like to talk, that the Baltimore Ravens have been in talks with the Falcons to acquire Julio Jones. The Ravens have made some other moves at the wideout position, but that would be the magnum opus if you can get Julio Jones. Now, Julio Jones, big contract. Those are the negatives. Big contract and age and injury have been problematic, but he is a legitimate trade possibility. And we did a Maller Wheel of Speculation on Julio Jones not that long ago, and we stand by that list of teams the Wheel of Speculation spit out. We had the Raiders, had them on the list, Baltimore. I'd also include the Los Angeles Rams as a possibility because the Rams don't care about draft picks. they'll just keep trading them forever, which I'm fine with. And they've got a thing for the big name star. They're star chasers. And then you said like the Cowboys, but the Cowboys don't really need, that's not a need. Not that that has ever stopped Jerry's World in the past. So that's the big news there on Julio Jones, which is bouncing around the possibility of a trade. And we mentioned this in a previous episode of the show. Chad Johnson, the man that made the Riverdance famous again with the Cincinnati Bengals back in the day, he is getting into celebrity boxing. Celebrities realizing they can sucker Joe Public to paying them money, those that don't go on illegal streams to watch these fights. So Chad Johnson's scheduled to fight in a couple of months, and he needs somebody to fight. And a guy who's well known for being a bit of a tough guy from his NBA career, he's no longer an NBA player, is considering the possibility of getting in to a boxing, celebrity boxing situation, a guy that was part of a Golden State Warrior team that won a championship, one of the great LA Clippers. And he's also just a wonderful journeyman. I think this guy played for like 10 different NBA teams. Matt Barnes. Remember Matt Barnes? Of course you remember Matt Barnes. Come on. You don't remember Matt Barnes? All right. Well, bad job by you. But he said the old Clipper, Laker, Magic, Sun, Warrior, played in Sacramento. I think he has a radio show. I think I went on his radio show in Sacramento, actually. A couple months back. But Matt Barnes saying he would consider boxing Chad Johnson with one caveat. You want to take a guess what the caveat is? Yeah, exactly. Ding, 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 ding. That would be none other than cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Pay me the money. Show the man the money. Matt Barnes telling TMZ that he will box. He says it's not something he really wants to jump into. Kind of past that stage of his life, he said. But if I came across, the money was right, I would consider. This goes back to my longstanding tradition that we bring up. I read a book years ago called The Magic Christian. And in the book, it's a billionaire that goes around and realizes that people will do pretty much anything for the money, right? Pretty much anything for the money, which is every man, a woman, and child has a price. That's pretty much what it comes down to. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. Let's go to a man who I think this guy was sending me videos nonstop as he was sitting in Chicago. If I got the right guy here, FaZe in the Windy City. FaZe, were you sitting at Wrigley Field? Were you there? Were you in person at that game, FaZe?
I was in person live and stand by for a sweep.
Yeah, I liked the videos. You were sitting out in the bleachers. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. First time sitting out in the bleachers. My birthday was last Saturday. I got into a little car crash for Saturday, but I bought the tickets. Beforehand.
So now what was it like? Give me the blow by blow here, FaZe. You're out there. You're just sitting in the bleachers among the unwashed in Chicago. There, were you heckling the Dodgers as they were out the players on the field? I mean, I just can't really heckle the guys on the infield. So you got to just heckle the right fielder. Were you giving Mookie Betts the business?
Man, I was giving Mookie Betts the business. He was standing like a female, so I was all like, "Hey, why are you standing like that?" And then every time I told him like that, he would switch up his stance and do his thing, and then the Cubs got it rolling.
There you go. So you got, and Mookie Betts, he I think he went he was 0-6.
0-6,
right?
Yeah.
0-6. Is that because of you, FaZe? You got in his head. You got in his head. You affected Mookie Betts. He was thinking, wait a minute, this guy called me a female, and I'm not a female. And then he went 0-6 at the plate because of you, FaZe.
Hey, just because of me, man. Hey, beforehand, I want to say, what's up to you, Ben? I want to say, ¿qué pasa, chavo? To my guy, Roberto.
What's
up?
I want to say,
what's up, dude? To my guy, Cooper. And I want to say, salutations to my guy, Eddie.
It's very kind.
Ooh, salutations.
That's a very grown up, big word, yeah. Salutations. Big word.
Hello. All right,
well, listen, FaZe, get some sleep. Congratulations. That was a fun game to attend. Looked like you had a good time out there. And we'll talk
all
again.
Day, all day, man.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, bro.
There you go. All right, there you go. That's right. Well, now we know why Mookie Betts had, I think, the worst game of his career, 0 for 6, and had a chance to get that extra run in extra innings and meekly grounded out. Pathetic.
He's hurt.
Dodgers have lost 13 of their last 17 games. Now, I'm going to make a prediction, and it really plays off what you just said there, Roberto. It's what I've been thinking. Remember in Seattle when he got whacked with that pitch in Seattle, and they said there was no injury?
No, he's been hurt since the game in Oakland.
No, but I'm going to
hit the home run in Oakland.
I predict they will put Mookie Betts on the injured list.
Yeah, he's got a bad back.
That they will say when you give him 10 days, you're going to sit him down. Dodgers lost 13 of the last 17 games. Holy crap, they suck.
Remember when you were talking about the record and how good they were doing? That they were going to win 160 games, you said?
Yeah. 140? Well, at the time, I was correct with that analysis.
Curse of the Bambino.
If they had just maintained their play at that point, I would have been right. Now, if they lose 13 out of every 17, what would their record be? All right, we have the NHL Puck'em. That is straight ahead. Here is the Who Am I game. So Edmonton's Connor McDavid is just the seventh player, just became the seventh player in NHL history to have at least 5 career 90-plus point seasons before age 25. That's the key part of this. Now, Wayne Gretzky has the most with 7 before age 25. The great one is actually tied with me. Again, Connor McDavid, he just had his 7th. He became the 7th player in NHL history to have at least 5 career 90-plus point seasons before age 25. Wayne Gretzky has the most with 7 before age 25. The great one tied with me. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben coming up in hour number 3, Lame Jokes coming up tomorrow, and more. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here is the Who Am I game with the NHL Puck'em on tap. So Edmonton's Connor McDavid is just the 7th player in NHL history to have at least 5 career 90-plus point seasons prior to age 25. Wayne Gretzky's got the most with 7 before age 25. The great one is tied with me. Who am I? That is the question. What's the answer? David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are, says Toe Blake is the selection. Patrick Kane from Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Raz quit the band, says it's Eddie the Entertainer Shaq. That is the correct answer. The greatest one, Mario Lemieux, guessed by David in Ohio. Eric Lindros, tossed out by Rob the Goatman. Alex Ovechkin, misspelled, unless intentionally spelled that way by Mr. Diaz. Of Chicken. He called them. Who else do we have? Page down. The Hanson brothers from Notorious B. Jeremy Roenick from Pauly D, who I briefly did television with. Jeremy Roenick. He's a cool guy. He did like push-ups in the green room. And
that
made
sounds
us all,
like something you do.
Made us all look like complete losers because we were sitting on a couch and he's like every like 15 minutes he'd get down and do push-ups. Yarmer Yager, guessed by Arik. Do you have an answer? It's not Abdullah the Butcher, which Robin Vegas guessed. Do you have an answer?
Is it Mike Bossy?
Mike Bossy, no. That is incorrect. This guy known, Eddie, as a Winnipeg Jet. Does that help you out?
Teemu Selanne?
No, before that. Played with Buffalo.
Oh.
Dale.
Howard Chuck.
Yeah, Dale Howard Chuck. There you go. Dale Howard Chuck tied with Greg.
Murphy.
Yeah.
Wrong all sport. Right.
Dale Murphy. Yeah. Dale Murphy for the Hall of Fame. Shout out the late, great Spokane Gary. Here we go. Let's do it right now. Time for the NHL Puck'em. And who is going first? Apparently, Coop is going first. Go ahead, Coop.
That is right. Thank you, Shohei. I'm going to go with Connor McDavid.
All right. I'm up next. Give me his teammate, Leon Draisaitl. Eddie.
Let's go with Tuukka Rask.
Hey, Roberto.
Back James back. Reimer.
One more.
Reimer.
One more.
Sidney Crosby.
Eddie.
Auston Matthews.
Frederick Anderson. Coop.
I'm going to go with Alex Nedeljkovic and Patrick Kane.
Auston Matthews.
Marner. Mitch Marner.
Tyler Toffoli.
We got it in, Eddie.
Not really. We repeated some picks.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.